From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bombings in the northeastern Nigerian town of Mubi. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the attack is similar to those carried out by the Islamist terrorist group Boko Haram. Dozens of others were injured in the midday explosions. The World Health Organization has now confirmed that one of its workers has been shot dead in the Somali capital. The WHO told VOA that Mariam Abdullahi, a logistics officer for polio vaccinations, was killed in Mogadishu Tuesday afternoon. President Trump has again criticized the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaign's links to Russia and his White House actions. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports questions investigators want to ask Trump have now been leaked.
The New York Times obtained nearly four dozen questions Bob Mueller's team sent the president's lawyers, covering his motivations for firing Jim Comey and what he knew about any Trump campaign contacts with Russia, suggesting Mueller's looking into possible collusion.
Mueller obviously knows the answers to many of these questions, and he seems to be backing the president into a corner.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the president could set himself up for a perjury charge if he says anything contradictory to what's already known or been said. The president's again denying there was any collusion, and with many of the questions focusing on the obstruction of justice issue, tweets, "It would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened." Sagar Magani at the White House.
India's Supreme Court has now ordered lower-level courts to ensure speedier investigations of child rape cases. This is VOA News. U.S.-supported Syrian forces have launched a new offensive to remove Islamic State terrorists from their last stronghold, the oil-rich eastern province of Deir al-Zor. The Islamic State has intensified attacks in the area in recent weeks in an effort to reorganize. New violence in northwestern Cameroon has forced hundreds of teachers and students from their classrooms. Separatist rebels are targeting schools for not observing calls to strike. For VOA correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from the northwestern town of Ashing, where a Catholic school principal has been kidnapped.
Armed men attacked the school on Monday, abducting the principal and the school chaplain. Government officials told VOA the two men were targeted by Anglophone separatists for violating instructions to remain closed in support of the Ambazonian independence movement. The government says at least 30 schools have been attacked this year, with at least a dozen teachers either killed or wounded in the northwest and southwest regions. Hundreds more have fled. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Ashing, Cameroon.
A veterinarian pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to charges that he implanted drugs in puppies to turn them into drug mules for a Colombian trafficking ring. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the doctor appeared in federal court in New York on Tuesday.
Andres Lopez Elorza, who is Venezuelan, was arrested 3 years ago in Spain. He was just extradited to the U.S. to face those charges. The DEA says the veterinarian stitched packets of liquid heroin into the bellies of Labrador retrievers and other breeds. Those puppies were then sent on flights to New York, where the drugs were cut out of the dogs, who died in the process. Elorza was ordered held without bail. Julie Walker, New York.
A court in Australia said Tuesday that Cardinal George Pell must face trial on charges of historical sexual offenses. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
It makes Pell the most senior Catholic official to be tried on such allegations. He's pleaded not guilty. In delivering her ruling, Magistrate Belinda Wallington dismissed what Pell's lawyer has called the worst of the charges leveled against his client, but said allegations of offences at a pool and at a church in Victoria State will be heard.
Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich. The Vatican said in a statement it has taken note of the court's decision and that Pell's leave of absence remains in place. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.